It is Josiah here. Third show for 2020. We had a ripper. Boss Benny joined me, as he has been helping out the solo boy. We had an awesome show. Boss Benny opens up about his daughter in daycare and something that's haunting him as a father about the future. More facts over coffee. This one went loose because we ended up telling a story we haven't told on the radio before about something I said to a girl when he was with me about a year ago. And a whole bunch more. Lexi Junior, she joins me for a chat as well. But up next, right? You're about to hear it. I'm calling it the best interview we've had on this show. It was very, very loose with Joel Corry. You'll know his song. We'll play it for you next. But sit back, enjoy it, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks for downloading. Hit breakfast. I'm absolutely loving this guy. This song, it's called Sorry. It's in the top 20 in the country. It's been floating there all summer long. It's the 8th most Shazam song in the country as well. The man is ripped. You may have seen him on Geordie Shore, Love Island, or everything. This man's done it all. Boss Benny, it's my song of summer.
I know. I'm very excited about this because Jolly joins us on the show this morning. And I particularly want to, firstly, Jolly, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys? Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, Sorry, like Jay said, is a huge track. Now, I love this song. And do you know what? When I first heard it, Jolly, I was like, I know these lyrics. I can know. Yeah. And so it's a remake. Now, I reckon, and I've done my research here, it's a remake of an old garage song from the early 2000s. Is that right?
Yeah. So the original is by Monster Boy and Denzi, and it's called I'm Sorry. And it's actually, like, I'm from London, and I grew up DJing in the garage scene, which was, like, really big back in the day in the UK. And it was actually one of the first vinyls I ever brought when I started DJing back when I was, like, 13, 14. And I've got a big connection with that original track. And, I totally flipped it. Obviously, last year, and it's just been mad to see it blow up, man.
Oh, man, it is such a tune. And in line with our Aussie summer, I don't know how I got a job in radio. It's been going off here, obviously, with the nice weather, mate. Benny and I, actually, when you were speaking about vinyl then, we had our first little DJ at a Christmas party the end of last year. And remember, we the only decks we could get were on vinyl. And so we live in Shepparton. So the two of us, I'm DJ Osiah, and we formed Shepparton House Mafia. And that was a loose gig. We played your single that night, mate, and it went off.
Oh, sick, mate. Man, did you record the set? Because I need that for the gym, I think, bro.
Hey, Joel, I'll tell you. Have you ever seen Paris Hilton DJ where she just does nothing but waves her hands everywhere? That's Josiah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to spin vinyl. He just knew to press play on it.
Yeah, but that's Ben. I look good and play music, Joel, but the difference is I can't play the music. You can do both, mate. You're ripped and you play good music. How do you do both?
You know what, man? The fitness thing has always been such a big part of my life, and it's a massive hobby for me. And, you know, I just get up in the morning, get myself down the gym. It makes me feel great for the day, and I just make sure I make time for it, bro. But, yeah, when I'm touring, though, it's pretty hard. Sometimes these places that I go, I'm, like, Googling where's the nearest gym and making my way down there.
Well, Benny's got a dad bod, so he might need some advice, mate. You're a personal trainer as well.
I was going to say, Joel, with a rig like yours, how do the women respond to, because you're, like, I'm not going to lie, girls around the office.
Terribly, mate.
They Google image searched you, and they were like, they were all biting their bottom lip, like, mmm. And I was
No. Like, that Google image just kills me, man. That's going to haunt me for life.
It's the best.
Some of them shots, bro.
Have you ever gone up to a girl, Joel, just lifted up your singlet and just said, any questions?
Dude, I'm not sure what would happen if I did that. I could try that out over here, though. What do you reckon?
Do you know what, Joel?
It's 100%.
Bro, that would be an amazing video. We should meet up. Why are we doing this on the phone? We should have met up in person. We should have got you and Boss Benny with his dad bod, and we should have gone to girls around Melbourne or the Goulburn Valley, and you just have to go up to them and lift your shirt and say any questions and see who has more success.
But, you know what, though? I reckon Benny would have me there because I think the dad bod's in right now, man. Yeah. Like, dad bods are killing it.
Yeah, but mine's like it's
more of a keg than a dad bod, you could say. Yeah.
Bruce, you've got, like, you could cook an egg on your abs, mate. Oh. Those things are.
Mate.
Well, let's get off the abs, Jolie. Yeah. Let's talk about your time here in Oz. Is this how you're finding Oz? I know the temperature right now in London's freezing. Right now we're in summer. How's this coming for you? Enjoying it?
Oh, mate, I'm loving it. It's like been a holiday for me right now. So I'm in proper tourist mode. I was going around Melbourne yesterday, my camera taking pictures and stuff. But no, I'm loving it, man. I'm in holiday mode right now, and it's just so nice to get away from the UK. As you said, January's horrible back in the UK. It's raining every day. It's so grey and miserable. So, yeah, it's so great to be here, man. Everyone's so lovely here. I've been to Oz a few times. Like I was here back in the day when we filmed a series of Geordie Shore out here, and I had the best time ever. So it's so nice to come back again. And yeah, man, I've got a couple of gigs on this weekend as well. So I'm just, I'm buzzing, mate. Loving life.
Do you know what I was going to say? Because I'm reverse. I just came back from England. I had a friend's wedding over in the UK. And one thing that blew my mind away, because I was in Leeds and then down in the Cotswolds, was your pump beers.
Was it what?
You know, the pumpy beers?
Mate, he doesn't drink beer. Have you seen his rig?
Pump beers?
You know, the pump beers. Like not the beers on tap, but the girls have to pump the things.
Huh? Are we still talking about beer?
It's in England.
Yeah, what?
Okay, do you know what? This is the best job. Here's a bloke. Here's you, right, that pumps iron. Here's the dad bod that pumps beers. That's why you and I are worlds apart.
Sounds like you're pumping something else.
It's fine. We can edit that question out later. We're not pumping. All right, we're off the pumps. Let's get out of the pump tour.
Oh, mate.
Jolly.
Sounds like you had a good time over there, bro.
Oh, mate, I pumped it up. I pumped it right up.
He's got no money, Joel. That's the only problem. Yeah, I don't know why he's broke.
Would you say this has been the loosest interview on the tour so far, Joel? There's been it's been good.
Oh, wow.
I do want to ask, because I'm a fan of your song, Sorry, I want to see what you do with your next track. Now, take me through this.
Yeah, man. So I'm totally buzzing because I've got a new single coming out on the 24th of January, so just over a week away now. And the track is called Lonely. And listen, man, if you like Sorry, I think you're going to dig this because it's the same sort of vibe. And, you know, I've been sitting on this track for so long because obviously Sorry was, you know, going off everywhere. So I've had to hold back on this one, but I've had it in my back pocket for a while now, man. So I can't wait for it to drop. I think you're going to love it. I hope you're going to love it.
If it's like Sorry, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I genuinely mean that, mate. I know a lot of the time we have artists on, you have to tell them you love your song, but Sorry is a genuine banger, mate. Get that rig out. Thanks for coming on the show. Let's all go pump some iron or get your dad bods out or whatever we're about to do and dance to your song. How does that sound, Joel?
Oh, you legends. Thanks so much, guys. I'll see you guys soon, yeah?
See you, brother.
Thank you, mate. The big Josiah Sharla. How are we this morning, mate?
Feeling good, mate. You know what? I'm really excited for a fun fact, so let's get our classical music on.
Straight into it. I don't get to grill you on last night, what you did last night.
You don't want to know, mate.
What was her name?
Yeah, could have been his.
Hey, do you know what, mate? Whatever you want, it's 2020. Yeah. This is the new you.
Don't you be so presumptuous then.
You could have woken up this morning and said, do you know what? I don't need women anymore. It's all men.
I mean, I absolutely could do that, but I can tell you right now, I definitely won't.
But it's okay. It's okay.
I mean, why are you trying to encourage me?
Because we're in a beautiful place now in this world where these things are, it's fine.
Mate, are you getting something off your own chest?
I know. Imagine, that's my thing to Mel. I've been thinking about it. And men all the way for 2020. I'll see you later.
Is that your fun fact for today? Or?
Bye. Yeah, what's not really a fact, is it? All right, now let's get into facts. I don't know how we got towards, no. Here we go. 15 minutes of shivering from cold temperatures can be the let me just say that again.
Oh, you've still got your mind on the other thing.
I want the world to know. Yeah, absolutely. I was waiting for 20. It's my year, girls.
Coming out.
Come on, let's go out together. We're going to be fabulous.
Come on, mate, sort your facts out. You haven't even got
through. You did that. Mate, that was you. You steered the conversation over there. I was in cruise control.
Mate, get through your facts.
You went,
here we go.
I'm going to put the indicator on and go right.
Hey, you know what? We're 2 minutes into this talk break and
got a fact yet.
You haven't got one fact out.
Do-do-do. 15 minutes of shivering from cold temperatures can be the equivalent of 1 hour of exercise.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Saturday night, I was at a mate's 30th in Kiala. And it was freezing that night. Remember the wind?
Oh, yeah, because that's when the cool change came from. Yeah.
And, mate, I was shaking for at least 2 hours. So how much did I lose weight?
Let's go back again. It would have been... No, yeah, righto. If you were showering for how many hours?
I was shivering for 2 hours at the party.
2 hours. That was... So 15 minutes is 1 hour of exercise. So 1 hour is 4 hours. It means 8 hours of exercise for you. Nah, you'd laugh.
Mate, I should have hugged my boyfriend.
I give up. Do you want the facts or not? I'll give up here. Hey, do you know what? Maybe, do you know what? Let's go back on this then. I'm going to go, I'll follow you down this road.
No, mate, give us one.
No, a lot of people think you and I are together.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, who's ever said that?
Well, I might have once said, like, Jay and I sometimes have a nude spa together.
Yeah, but we're not, it doesn't mean
yeah,
we're
but
together.
Then everyone, it doesn't. Actually, here we go. Remember the story. Remember the girl. Actually, can we go to a break? We've got to tell this story then.
Which girl?
Remember when we picked up that bed
suite
that night?
Oh, yes.
If people haven't heard this. This is great. Actually, go to a song.
Have
we'll
we
come
ever
back.
Told that story on the radio?
Don't know, did we?
Before we go, though, this girl, we did say something weird and this girl thinks that we're now a couple, but can you give us one more fact just to see us out?
This is a really, you've got this, you're all over the shop this morning, this conversation's right. One more fact before we go. This is the best one, right? A chicken named Mike.
Oh, come on. Come on, mate. I'm about to play this thing again.
Lived for 18 months after its head was chopped off. Oh. Right, that's, the fact is fascinating, but they actually put, his name was Mike. Like, imagine, mate, something's wrong with your chook. Oh, that's Mike. You're laughing, or you're right.
You sure?
You're about to play that thing, aren't you?
You sure?
He's just waiting for it. Play it. Get
sure?
it out of the way. Hurry up.
Are you sure Mike's not your boyfriend's name?
Oh, there it is. Play a song. Come back. I've got a story for you going, Valley. This is brilliant. This is really good.
This happened to us about a year ago. It's never been told on the
good
radio
story.
Before.
Good story.
We'll be back next.
Let me set this up, right? We were joking before because I said, what'd you do last night? What was her name? And you turned around and said, maybe it was a he. And I was like, oh, here we go, right? So
just a classic pub joke. I don't actually mean that.
And I said, we're in a day and age where you can date who you want, mate, which is totally fine, right?
And then you dropped a little bombshell saying that there's people out there that think you and I are together. Mate, surely we don't. Well, you and I have never flirted before.
No, I know. But I did, okay, fine. I said one day here in the office, I might have said, what'd you do? Which is I last night. I'm like, what normal dudes do? Just hang out and have a new chow together. Right? Which is what, like, that's never happened.
It's our sense of humour.
Yeah. But, right, this is the thing. Who thinks we're together, right? Around the office. No one. But this is the story I want to tell you guys because it's amazing, right? So here we go. So remember, I'm married. I've got a daughter. And my wife at the time was pregnant when we moved here to Shepparton. She was in Sydney. And my wife goes, hey, she calls me. She goes, hey, I'm going to get rid of a fair bit here in Sydney. But I've just found a bed and some cabinets and stuff for a second bedroom here in Shep. She goes, the girl's going overseas. She's selling it real cheap, like $200 for all this stuff. Can you go pick it up? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. That's really good. And I spoke to Josiah here and I said, mate, grab the van. Can you help me out? I need your help picking this up.
Yeah, so I gutted out the hit van, got rid of all the stuff so we could drive up together up to North Shep there, and you and I rocked up to some random girl's house to pick up a bed.
And driving, which is I was brand new to town, so he's like, oh, look at that place, man. It's the best Turkish coffee in town. I'm like, that place there, that does my man bun. And I was like, yeah, right.
That does my beard over there. That does your beard down there.
That bloke there, I know him. How you going, brother? It's good to see you.
Good you gang.
we're not even like past Friars Street. So we're cruising. Anyway, we get to this girl's house, and I answer the door. Like, she answers the door to me, right? And I'm chop liver. She doesn't care. She's like, it's in the back, pick it up. And I'm like, righto. Anyway, this bird comes to light when she sees Josiah, right? Because she saw the hit van, she saw you with your man bun and your smile.
Well, you reckon she knew who I was? She was quite pretty as well.
Regardless, she's obviously looked at you and gone, oh, hang on, what, you know, righto.
I mean, it doesn't matter, her looks don't actually matter, but she was quite pretty.
Oh, this Josiah, man of the people. I don't want to be known as a pig.
I mean, I'm just trying to paint a picture for the people
yeah,
listening.
Yeah, she was an attractive woman. So we, anyway, she's then starting to talk and you do your normal gear and you talk, yeah, it's really good. And this is what he said, guys. This is the best. He goes, and he was like, yes, I've obviously been here for a bit. And like, Ben, we were together in Sydney. This is how he said it. Though. He goes,
well, you and I used to work together in Sydney.
Yeah, but the way you said it, because you were like, if you'd said, because that's for everyone listening, Josiah and I did work together in Sydney. And so you said that to her, but you said, well, we've been together, at least 2 years before. And then I came down before Ben, I was here for 4 months, and then Ben's just got here. It sounded like we were together, right? Then Josiah's clicked on. Josiah's gone, no, but we're not together. I didn't mean it like that. And then the girl sort of stood there without replying.
It's not like she'd presume that either.
Yeah, you're just mumbling away without any form of reaction from her. And then he looks at her like this, everyone, he goes like this, unless you want us to be. And I was like, what? I was, play the song, please. Imagine I said, absolutely, come here, sweetheart, give us a kiss. Imagine I called you on your garbage.
Imagine if she turned around and goes, yeah, I do want you to be.
Yeah, well, what would we have done then?
I would have just been like, no, I meant work. Like,
have you guys seen American Pie 2?
Probably a long time ago.
Well, there's no point talking about it. You know the scene where they have to kiss, so the girls kiss and they go back and forth?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Maybe that's what I thought might have happened.
She Imagine. Well, that goes back to our theory of you and I having a shower together here in the office. Imagine if they said, all right, we'll prove it. That's when you start like going, whoa, we were just joking between mates.
Can I tell you though, a couple of the girls around the office when I said that, they're like, I could see you two doing that.
No, they did not.
Why would I make this up?
As in us two with that girl or us two having a shower together?
The shower thing.
Yep, mate, okay, I'm that comfortable.
Come round to my mate, I'll soap it up tonight.
Lather up these shoulders.
Mel comes, so what are you two doing? Hi, Mel.
just eyes are here. I'm putting soap on his shoulders. Mate, no, I'm that comfortable in my masculinity.
Yeah, same.
That I could have a nude spa with a mate and have a beer. Yeah, no, and not issues. Be. We'll just talk about life. Yeah, that's what
I'm
you do, cool, mate.
I'm German.
I'm Albanian.
I'm offended by clothes.
I'm offended by you with clothes on. Okay, come here and kiss me.
Mate, I just wanted to, I don't need your help. Shut up. Right, let's get into it. As a dad, I'm a dad, right? And I've got a little girl who's 14. And one of the common questions I get
14
asked.
14 months, mate.
Yeah, 14 months.
Not years old. Big difference.
No, big difference. Yeah, he's right on that. 14
she's just,
months old.
Just started walking over the holidays.
Yeah, just. Yeah, it's good.
Very cute.
It is cute, but it means now she's mobile and.
You got to keep an eye on her.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't, but it just means that it's a bit more, there's a lot more happening in the house.
Yeah.
That she's mobile. But the one comment you get a lot as a dad of a little girl, right, is they'll go, well, wait till she's old enough to date, you're in trouble. And not as if to say like they're waiting, but it's more like they joke about when she's finally like, you know, 17 or 18 or whenever it is, and she finally, you know, brings home a boy to dad.
Yeah. So my best mate, he's in a similar boat to you, a couple years younger. He's got two daughters.
Yeah.
And he's got those same, he's like, mate, it's funny that you think those thoughts already, that you think, man, when she's 18, I just don't have to deal with guys.
Well, I know like my niece is a beautiful girl and like just her nature. What, mate, don't make this weird.
I didn't make
I'm
any
her
noise.
Godfather.
I didn't make any noises.
Yeah, you, if you replay the tape, there was a There was a oomph.
I didn't say anything.
You said it. You know you did.
So
that's
you got a
why you
got a beautiful.
She's a beautiful girl, right? Mm-hmm. Beautiful temperament, beautiful nature, and she is. See that what? Noise just then.
What noise?
If this was, do you make that noise on a date with women? Imagine he's sitting on a date with Josiah over tea, and he's just like. Oomph.
So you got a beautiful goddaughter, yeah.
My brother's in trouble when she's old enough to date.
Right, okay.
Okay, because she's going to probably attract a lot of blokes. This is what I'm headed to, right?
Yeah, okay. Now, are you worried as a dad?
Well, yeah, as a dad. Now, if you're a pig, so, mate, take me through.
Hang on a second. If there's any fathers out there with daughters listening, right, including yourself, now your daughter's like obviously 14 months, so this is not a thought, but I'm just saying, mate, I treat every woman out there with respect.
What I'm trying to ask you though is like when it comes to I've been told to watch out, you know, people like it's boys like you that I'm gonna keep my daughter away
it's
from.
It's not boys like me, it's boys like the guys
when she's
out
old
there.
Enough, I'll be like, I like what?
Mate, I am an absolute.
Were you a star when you met the in-laws?
Mate, you can call any ex-girlfriend I have and their parents will say it was an absolute honor for Josiah to date my daughter.
Could you get ex-father-in-laws on the phone to
absolutely
back this up.
It'd be awkward as anything.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This could be brilliant.
I've got good relationships with them, yeah. As in if I saw them, but I haven't spoken to them.
Would you be confident enough to get exes on the phone to clarify that their parents are impressed by you?
Yes.
Because seriously, when I've had these conversations around that, the conversations always come back to, well, yeah, it's boys like Josiah, you'd probably, you know, when she's old enough to keep away from.
No. They'd say, like, Josiah was a good one.
So would they, though? This is good. We've had this convo. This
I don't
could be,
know now.
I challenge you now.
Well, I've never really had a bad breakup.
Can you go through? I want two ex-girlfriends to back this theory that you were a pleasure when it came to meeting the father-in-law.
Mate, pleasure is my middle name.
Is it now? Legally? Excuse me, and your name is? Imagine the girls. They were not going to believe that.
Josiah Pleasure. Sharla. Is what my nickname is.
That sounds like a bad
movie. Mate, so what? So you don't want someone like me coming to your front door?
I'm scared of that.
That's because you know me, mate.
That's exactly why.
Okay, what about, your daughter Evie, right? It's her 18th birthday this week.
And she rocks up with a man bun looking you.
A man bun guy.
Winking at me and he calls me bruh. Yeah. I'm out.
He knocks on your door and he goes, hey, bruh, can I take your daughter out? What do you say?
And he's vaping. Like, no, get the hell away from my door, champ. Get in your car, reverse out and take your vaping.
Nah, you're not that tough, mate.
Yeah, but you'd have to be. I don't want that. And as I said, he's, and what, okay, give me some other characteristics about this guy.
after he says thanks for letting me take your daughter out, he gives you a fist pump goodbye.
Of course he would. Jasper would. I would say get stuffed, mate. You'd have to know. See, this is what I'm looking. Have you seen Bad Boys 2?
Oh, one of the greatest movies of all
there's
time.
There's a scene in that. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, they team up and they pretend to be all gangster and fresh out of jail to scare Martin Lawrence's daughter in the film, his date, her date away. They try to scare him with all this stuff.
It's one of the best scenes in movie history. Here's an idea. Your daughter, Evie, she's 14 months old. Let's find some little kid from a daycare who's like 15 months old.
Yeah.
And you and I reenact the scene.
Hang on. Okay, so we're getting, what? She's 14 months. I said when she's old enough.
Oh, we don't have time to wait, mate. We're going to be in radio.
Imagine the poor parents of the other boy from the daycare centre who's like 16 months old, and there's Josiah. Oh, man, can we borrow your kid? I've got to spit for the radio.
Yeah, I've got to film a video.
I've seen Bad Boys 2. It's wild. It's a good film. Do you think before you speak?
Never. Why are you doing, like, as Benny says, this Goulburn Valley, he's kind of with his hands pretending he's doing up a man butt on top of his head like me as well.
Well, you fiddle with it a lot. That's the joke. Oh, it's because you're always sort of putting it back up on back here.
Oh, we need to start filming this radio show, just like we need to film that scene from Bad Boys
3. Do you know what you should do for me? There's a song on this show. Can you just download, what's it called? What's her name? You went to a rooftop party the other night.
Lizzo?
Yeah. And what's that? I flew my hair back. Yeah.
No. How does it go? I do my hair toss. This one. I do my hair toss. Check my
nails. Baby, how you feeling? I've seen Josiah leave the building with a hair flick to
Mate,
this song.
You know what? If this song should follow me everywhere I go.
Josiah's like, I'm just going down to Nourish to pick up some stuff. And then they're like, see, it's good to see you. And then you'll play that song as you leave. Hair toss. Take my nails. I'm as good as hell. I'm with you. I'm going to go, mate. This is out of control.
You know what I'm going to do, mate?
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to go to my TikTok account and make that video today.
I dare you to. Hair toss it.
Lexi Junewick from Channel 9. You're in the studio. How are you, Lex?
Yeah, not too bad. Wednesday, middle of the week, all happening.
Hump day. Now, the reason why I do it before we have a chat about your mum, who is on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Boss Benny told me, he has this theory that I walk into every place I go to, that song is like my theme song.
Yeah.
And I flick my man bun when Lizzo sings that bit.
Lizzo would love it. She's in town at the moment.
I saw her.
Oh, there you go. If you're flicking your man bun, she will come running, I'm sure.
Now, Lex, I don't know if this is embarrassing to admit this, but I'm over the age of 16 and I've got TikTok.
Right. Well, it doesn't defy ages. Well, it is defying ages right now, I guess, isn't it? Well,
have a look at this. This is it. I've TikToked what Boss Benny said I do.
Oh my gosh. I know radio is a listening medium, but if the listeners could see it right now, I think they'd be stunned. If you haven't got TikTok, there's an ad to get it. A bit of an incentive.
Oh, search Josiah Charlotte in the TikTok, whatever app it's called. If you want to see that now, do yourself a favour and don't do that, actually.
Special Wednesday treat or not.
Lex, let's talk about your mum. So your mum is Rhonda Birchmore, which is really, really cool. She's been gracing our stages and TVs across the country for many, many years. Now, she's on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on the WIT Network. Now, let's talk about it. How's she going so far? Did she do anything last night?
She did. You know, I think all girls would be able to relate to this. When you're doing your makeup in the morning, you know, you've got your favourite products. Mum does love a product. I come home and she's been to Mecca Cosmetica or, you know, just hit up any old, you know, cosmetic store, and she is definitely missing having that kind of beauty routine.
Are you allowed to wear makeup in the jungle?
No, they have to go free range, if you will. So her skin will be loving it. But last night, her and good old Charlotte, who's the glamazon from Love Island UK.
Geordie Shore.
I'm so sorry, Charlotte.
Oh, she's so offended.
But they got a bit creative and they used a piece of charcoal to fill in their eyebrows. You know how, you know, eyebrows on
fleek? Yeah, like a tattooed on kind of thing.
Exactly right. So I guess that's what you do in the jungle. You get creative.
As a daughter, is that the weirdest thing to see your mum hanging out with someone like Charlotte Crosby? I'm sure you've seen your mum hang out with many people before, but you would never put Rhonda Birchmore Ashmore and Charlotte from Geordie Shore together in the one place.
Well, that's the thing. It's like all these different worlds have collided. Like whether you've got, you know, Billy Brownless, you've got Charlotte, you've got just a melting pot of different personalities.
Who do you reckon your mum's best friend is in there? Who's she warming to? Because you can read her more than most.
I can. And she's, you know, she's one of those people where she'll just get along with everyone, even though, you know, there might be, you know, a few squabbles here and there. At the end of the day, she's a real peacemaker. So I think just by looking at it, she seems to have a really good rapport with Billy. I don't know if it's maybe they've been in the industry for a long time. But then again, you look at her and Charlotte and they seem to get on really well as well. So look,
imagine next Christmas, right? Your mum becomes best friends and you're sitting there and Charlotte from Geordie Shore is just sitting there as well. You might be best friends with her when she comes out.
Know.
You're around the same age.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wait. Oh, Lex.
What? I'm scared.
Maybe you've been replaced.
I know. Maybe that's it. We've both got blonde hair. I might come back and there's the changeling Charlotte Crosby.
Maybe that's what your mum sees you in her and you come back and your mum's like, sorry, I'm with Charlotte now.
Never to return to Melbourne. Yeah. I'm in Shep forever. I'll have to find a new family.
Hey, you know what? We gladly have you here. Channel 9 News tonight, 6 p.m. What's happening?
Oh, there's a few bits and bobs popping around. It's never a dull day in Shep, I say.
Can I spoke about this earlier in the show and it's completely kind of off topic here, but the CFA yesterday had to release a statement warning people of consequences because there's been a string of deliberately lit fires the greater Shepparton area. What idiots are out there? Seriously.
Exactly right. And do you know, last night there was a couple in Kyabram and one in Lancaster as well. The one in Kyabram we believe to be deliberately lit.
Come on.
As well. I know. It's relentless. And I can't imagine, you know, as a, you know, outsider, the frustration, how, you know, frustrating it must be for the CFA.
Especially see when how bad it is across the country. I went down with Boss Benny's dog, Max, yesterday. I took him for a walk down to the river in the Moira, I can never say that word, the park here in Kyala South kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's in the national park, basically. And when I was going in there, I'm cruising down. I borrowed my roommate's four-wheel drive so I could get down the dirt paths. It's deep into the bush. And there was a small fire there recently. I'm thinking if something happens here, I'm stuck. And the fact that I have to think that when over the last couple of years, I've always enjoyed that spot on the beach with no dramas at all, I kind of started freaking myself out. It's a weird train of thought, which we shouldn't have to have anymore, hey?
I know. And especially for the guys doing it so well out there and they must just be exhausted. So they don't need, you know, any extra stress from that end.
Lock them up, throw the book at them. Throw them in the fire. Hey, text your mum, Rhonda. What's the number to keep her in the jungle?
It's 19... Wait, 1995-1010. So 1995-1010. How easy is that?
I'm texting Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A.
R-H-O-N-D-A, like the sunrise.
1995-1010. Text it, keep her in. Lex, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
We'll chat to you before the end of the week.
Get up with
Hit Breakfast on Hit.